Hey everybody, welcome to the Feminization Boudoir Podcast. I am your host, Kylie Gable, and tonight we have the second part of Pamela Harlow's slow burn, feminizing her ex. If you've been listening to this podcast for very long, you can go back a long way before I said, wow, this is a great story. And that's what I've been doing with this particular one. I really think that this is one of the best things I've read in a long time, and that includes my own writing. So, really, really love it. It's great having the author read it herself, and the both parts are available right now on Clips for Sale if you're interested. And without further ado, here is a clip from Slow Burn number 2, Feminizing Her Ex.
Slow Burn, Feminizing Her Ex, Part 2. By Pamela Harlow and Kylie Gable. 1. Amelia and Grace walked together with linked arms through their local shopping centre. They were both enjoying spending time together without Baker for the first time in months. Amelia's bitterness towards her friend for stealing her ex-boyfriend was starting to turn into something else. Grace, oblivious to any bitterness, was simply rediscovering her love for her friend. "I've missed this," Grace said spontaneously. "What's that?" Amelia asked, half sincerely. She couldn't know what Grace was about to say, but she had an idea. "This," Grace exclaimed. "You know, us. We are still best friends, aren't we, Mealy?" Amelia laughed. Grace hadn't called her Mealy in years. "Yes," she said, "yes, we are, Gracie." They squeezed each other from the side. Then Grace glanced at her phone. Amelia saw Baker's name pop up briefly, but Grace didn't open the message. As the two girls walked into their next shop of choice, Quiz, Grace's mood seemed to drop a little. Whilst she'd been light, airy and optimistic until now, a thoughtful frown began to occupy her face. "What's up?" Amelia eventually asked. "You've got a face like sour grapes." Grace burst out laughing. No, she said. "I'm not sour." "Well, what is it then?" asked Amelia. "Are you worried about something?" Grace sighed. "I am a bit, actually," she said. Amelia's heart thumped. For a second, she feared her friend and her ex might be breaking up, ruining her feminization revenge plan. "What's wrong?" she asked again, trying to hide. "It's just..." Grace hesitated. She sighed again and flicked through a rail of formal blouses that they both knew she would never wear. This, you know, feminization stuff. She whispered the word feminization, but in such a way that it was actually louder than any of the other words she spoke. Amelia smirked as she noticed this. "What about it?" she asked, returning the faux whisper but failing to tickle Grace's sense of humour in doing so. "Well," said Grace, "I don't know if it's right, you know, it just feels a bit wrong. I don't think we should do it anymore." "What are you talking about?" Amelia tried to sound casual. "How could it possibly be wrong? You enjoy it, don't you?" "Well, do you enjoy it?" "Yes, I do." "Well then, so does Baker. It's a bit of harmless fun, Grace. Nothing wrong with it at all." "Are you sure?" "I couldn't be surer. Now, come on. Why are you looking at all these granny clothes? Over there is much more your style. We might even find something for Baker." Grace looked over at the selection of party dresses Amelia gestured towards. "You're right," she said. "What are we doing in this section anyway?" "You tell me," said Amelia. "You clearly had that on your mind. There's really nothing to worry about. It's just a bit of dressing up." "Okay," she said, clearly relieved. Okay. It's okay, isn't it?" "It's more than okay," said Amelia, patting Grace's back. "It's more than okay." 2. It was the following day that Grace, Amelia and Baker were together again. They hadn't yet shown Baker the purchase they'd chosen for him on their shopping trip and had planned to do so together this evening. Is Hazel come in? Asked Baker, as he brought a bottle of wine and three glasses through. She's not, said Amelia. Hazel had told her she was busy that evening, with a new art class she was attending. She has a new evening class. Good for her, said Grace, smiling. She accepted a glass from her boyfriend readily and patted the sofa beside her. There's room for three of us on here, she said. Come and join us, Mealy. Amelia laughed again at hearing that name. It seemed random that Grace had started to call her by it again, but at the same time, it seemed to signify a sort of shift in their relationship. They had entered a new, playful time, akin to their childhood. It was quite symbolic, really, Amelia reflected, as she, too, accepted a large glass of wine from her ex-boyfriend. You didn't used to drink rosé, Amelia said to Baker. Has Grace changed that about you? Baker blushed. He was so easy to embarrass, Amelia thought. I don't mind it, he said, downing a whole glass before pouring himself another. Amelia dramatically raised her eyebrows before turning to Grace. So anyway, it's film night, right? What are we going to watch? I say we watch something scary, said Grace. Amelia smirked at Baker. She knew he hated scary films. Clearly, he hadn't told Grace that. Great, Amelia agreed sadistically. How about one of the Saw films? Yes, Grace squealed, turning the TV on instantly and having Saw up within seconds. Baker drained another glass of wine and went to pour his third. Steady, said Amelia, with genuine disapproval. Baker said nothing in response. Amelia revelled in Baker's discomfort. However, it was during the pause, when Grace left them alone to go to the bathroom, that she got her real sadistic thrill. Has Gracie shown you what's in the bag yet? Amelia asked, pointing towards the quiz bag on the floor close to them. Baker shrugged and continued to stare at the still, paused film screen in front of him. Baker, Amelia addressed him sternly. He looked at her. Mark my words, Amelia said, staring him straight in the face. I am going to turn you into my little bitch. As the last word left her lips, Grace returned to the room. She was smiling and swaying a little from the alcohol. Hey, she said, running over to the quiz bag. Baker, I haven't shown you your present. Baker couldn't hide the horror in his face as Grace picked up the pink bag and pulled out a sequined party dress with a slit up the leg. He started, but he didn't have the words. This is your next dress, sweetie, she said, kissing him on the lips and hugging him tightly. What do you think? Amelia said, grinning at her ex. Baker glared at Amelia before turning back to his girlfriend. Well, she said, I think it's going to be the perfect fit. I don't know. Let's put it on later, Grace said. We've got the film to finish first. She pressed play and continued to watch in oblivious glee as her boyfriend suffered beside her. Amelia, taking all of this in, continued to smirk silently. While Grace's eyes were locked on the screen, Amelia caught Baker's attention and mouthed, without Grace noticing, My little bitch. Baker swiftly averted his gaze from his ex-girlfriend to the gore he hated so much on the screen. Amelia watched with fascination as his blink rate grew faster and faster. 3. 2 days after their film night, Amelia was home alone, relaxing after a long She'd just stepped out of her lavender-infused bath and lit one of her favourite She'd hardly stopped thinking about her revenge on Baker and, over the past couple of days, had been mentally compiling a list of all the dirt she had on him. If she wanted to successfully make him her little bitch, there had to be a level of blackmail involved. Sitting in her pink, fluffy dressing gown, Amelia pulled out a fresh red notebook. It was an A4, ring-bound piece of stationery that she'd not until now found a use for. She picked up a blue, glittery gel pen and wrote at the top of the first page, Dirt on Baker. She then chose a purple pen to jot down her list. It went as follows. 1. Caught him masturbating to gay porn once. 2. Caught him trying her panties on of his own accord. 3. Knows he also tried it on with another friend before going out with Grace. 4. Knows he actually went on a date with another girl after his first date with Grace, even though he told her otherwise. 5. Knows he once gave his friend, Tom, a handjob. Admiring her work and how prettily the words were written, Amelia picked up another pen. This one was a green turquoise colour. She drew a heart shape around the list, then picked up a phone to take a picture. She adjusted the definition so the words were strikingly clear, then sent the picture to Baker. Immediately, she added the message, "Do as I say." Baker saw both instantly, but he didn't reply. Amelia didn't even try to suppress her cackle as she saw the two blue ticks confirming his receipt. She imagined him quickly hiding his phone from Grace and his heart racing as he scanned the handwritten list of secrets he certainly didn't want his girlfriend to discover. Amelia scrolled down to her friend's name, Grace. "Tell your little sissy she needs to wear a nightdress to sleep in tonight. I want photo evidence. Kiss, kiss. OMG, lol, okay, ha 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 ha, kiss, kiss, kiss." Amelia smiled, satisfied. She lay on her bed and inhaled the sweet scent of her candle. Eyes closed, she asked her smart speaker to play relaxing music. Of course, it did as she requested, and she enjoyed some quiet me time as she awaited the picture of her feminized ex-boyfriend, ready for bed. She'd seen Grace's collection of nightdresses and always been quite envious of them. She had a number of gorgeous, sexy slip-on sleep dresses. She knew it wouldn't be long before she was seeing one of them looking better than ever before. Grace regarded her boyfriend. As the days passed, he was becoming more and more feminine in her eyes. Of course she should dress him like a girl. That was what he was supposed to be dressed like. As their bedtime approached and Baker started making his usual sexual passes at her, she whispered into his ear seductively, "I have something for you to wear tonight." Baker groaned. He knew it wasn't going to be something he'd ever choose to wear. "Do I have to?" he said. Then, hopefully, "What if we just wear nothing?" "This is as good as nothing," Grace giggled. "Actually, it's better than nothing. You've told me that before." Baker frowned, baffled. What was better than nothing? His question was instantly answered when Grace opened her drawer and pulled out the pale pink, silky negligee. "This is for you to wear in bed tonight, my darling," she said, kissing his forehead. Baker looked at it, then at Grace's phone. He knew Amelia had put her up to this, and because of this, he knew he had to do it. "Okay," he said, attempting to not sound bothered. "I don't mind." He wondered if acting as though he didn't care might make the girls bored of their little dressing up game. The problem was, he wasn't a good actor. "Here, let me help you," said Grace. "The straps are a bit weird on this one." Grace took off Baker's black t-shirt and stroked his newly smooth chest. "I love your smooth chest," she said, stroking it and allowing her fingers to linger on his nipples. She took off his jeans and pulled down his black boxers, smiling as she pressed her hand on his...
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Feminization Boudoir podcast from Candy Apple Press. We'll be right back.
Kylie got an email from Spotify last month warning him about adult content on the podcast. For now, there is no problem, but we do have to be careful about what we put on the free podcast so that we can stay podcasting. Scenes that might have been allowed before might be a bit dangerous for us. It's one of the reasons that the premium podcast is so important. Because you subscribe to listen, we don't have to worry about content limits, so we can include much more titillating scenes. Premium subscribers get the entire audio and not just a clip. That includes all the good parts, and the shows don't just disappear when we're done with them. There's something like 30 hours of content in the archives accessible when you subscribe. It's $15 a month, and we know that's not in everybody's budget, but if you're interested, check out the Premium Feminization Boudoir on Spotify, or check out the link in this show's description.
She took a step back, looking at her growingly beautiful partner. He was completely smooth. She'd rid him of all his hair. But his erect cock was undeniably manly. She silently wondered about how she could hide that in the future. "Lift up your arms," she said, smiling flirtatiously at Baker. Helpless to her request, which he knew was in part Amelia's, and not wanting to ruin his chances of sex, Baker did as Grace instructed. She carefully pulled the straps over his arms and pulled the negligee down. It made a crisscross shape on his back, which Grace fingered with satisfaction. "Perfect," she said. "Now, sit on the edge of the bed." So used to taking instructions by this point, Baker didn't even question why Grace asked him to do this. As she grabbed her phone and took a quick 4 snaps, he quickly turned his head. Before he could say no, Grace had sent all 4 pictures to Amelia. She then put her phone down. "Lovely," she said. Aroused by her own power and the strange contrast of feminine masculine she saw before her, Grace climbed onto her boyfriend. "So," she giggled, "are you ready for bed?" 4. Amelia opened her eyes at the sound of her phone pinging and laughed with delight at the pictures of Baker. She could tell right away his chest was smooth. Grace had done well there, as well as his legs, armpits, and, although it was hidden, she had no doubt his pubic area was shaven. The pale pink nightdress was unbelievably feminine, probably the most feminine thing Baker had worn yet. He looked like a seductive, sexy ladyboy advertising sexual services on an ad. She briefly fantasized about advertising Baker's sexual services, but shook her head at the idea. Happy and sleepy, Amelia closed her eyes again and allowed dreamy images of Baker, feminized, to float through her consciousness. Just before sleeping, an image of Baker, dressed in maid's gear, flashed into her head. She opened her eyes, yes! She picked up her phone and wrote into the notes app, maid outfit, chores. She didn't want to forget that one. The act of writing it down seemed to have been enough. When Amelia awoke the following morning, she remembered right away what she had written. Maid outfit. Chores. She sprung out of bed with purpose. After dressing herself in all black, Hazel would be proud, she messaged Grace. "Coming over this afto. 2 p.m. okay? Kiss, kiss." "Great. OMG, the nightdress. Hee hee. Kiss, kiss, kiss." "I know. Excellent work. Kiss, kiss." Amelia also messaged Hazel. "Gathering at mine tonight. You in? Kiss, kiss, kiss." "Okay, I'm there. Smiley face. Kiss, kiss. See you later." Her plan was starting to fall into action. Now she needed to prepare the outfit. Amelia walked from her apartment into town, a 10-minute walk that she always enjoyed in the morning. She headed straight into her favourite lingerie store and to the role-play section. It took no time at all to find a maid's outfit, a short, black dress. She also found a faux feather duster and a pair of tall, white stockings. She paid for them all and, whilst at the till, got a thrill from telling the cashier about her plans to dress her ex-boyfriend in them. The cashier smiled without even raising an eyebrow. They heard all sorts in that shop. After buying the lingerie, Amelia sent a message to Baker. "You owe me $30 for your work clothes." Baker didn't even respond. He still had Amelia's bank details and just transferred her the money immediately. The list she'd written had burnt into his brain. He couldn't deal with Grace finding out all of those things, especially about trying to pull her friend first and the gay porn. No, no. Amelia grinned as the money landed in her account and walked straight into the budget shoe shop. She decided to pay for these herself. She'd tell Baker it was a perk of the job and he could keep the shoes, as long as he learnt to walk in them properly. She chose a shiny black pair of heels in size 7. She knew Baker was size 9, but he had to have some discomfort. Besides, women's shoes rarely went up that high. With her 2 shopping bags, she strode to Grace's house, whistling all the way. "Hey," Grace said, hugging her friend warmly. "Come in, how are you?" "Hey, babe," Amelia hugged her friend in return. "I can't stop, honey. I need to get ready for tonight, but here's Baker's outfit. He needs to both look and act the part tonight." Grace glanced in the bag. "A maid?" she asked. "Indeed," said Amelia. "I need to have a maid to serve our nibbles, don't I? Be there at 7. "Okay," said Grace, giggling as she watched her energised bestie walk away from the front door. Amelia really did seem happy lately, she thought, as she closed the door and called Baker's name. 5. Baker walked into Grace's living room, wrapped in a white towel. Grace smiled as she saw him and considered how it looked a little like a dress. "Hey," she said, placing the shopping bags down with a cheeky grin that concerned Baker. "Hey," he said, sitting on her sofa and picking up the remote. "So, you know we're having drinks at Amelia's tonight," Grace said. Baker nodded. "Well," she continued, "she needs help, you know, serving food and stuff." Baker shrugged. "Okay," he said, "whatever." "And," Grace said, "we thought it would be fun if we dressed you up for it." Baker shook his head. "Can we talk about it later?" he said, staring at the football on the TV. "Yes, yes, I'll do it whatever. I'll wear it, but I really don't want to think about it right now." Grace hadn't seen this grumpy side of Baker before and was surprised and a little hurt. However, she'd got the answer she wanted. He'd said yes to wearing the maid's outfit without even knowing it. "Promise?" she asked, knowing she was pushing his buttons. Baker sighed. "Yes," he said. "Come on, babe. What do you want to watch? Can we just chill together for a bit?" Grace sat next to and snuggled into Baker on the sofa. "Of course, baby," she said, kissing him first on the cheek and then on the lips. "I don't mind watching the football." As she watched the dots and colours move across the green, Grace imagined what the night ahead might be like. "Another drink, please, maid." She imagined Baker tottering about in the heels and looking pretty, charming them all with his looks, smiles and polite chatter. "You know how to polite chatter, don't you, baby?" she asked, stroking Baker's hand. Baker laughed. "Oh, yeah," he said. "All day long, baby." Grace smiled and stood up to go and get herself ready. "I'll help you get ready soon," she said. "We have to leave in 3 hours. Baker didn't take in the amount of time Grace had mentioned and what that suggested about how long he'd be getting ready for. However, at 4 p.m, she was stripping him off again, not long after he'd dressed into his own clothes. Despite his erection, she wasn't interested in sex. Grace spent her time shaving him again and putting women's lingerie on. He did secretly enjoy the feel of the women's underwear, but he would never admit that. Grace pulled the black and white dress onto him and squeezed his feet painfully into the heels. "It hurts," he moaned. "Oh, don't whine," Grace replied impatiently. She was anxious about time running out and wanted to do a great job of his hair and makeup. She straightened his hair so it looked longer than before and put in some volumizing mousse. She sprayed it in place, then covered his face in foundation. Baker felt his phone buzz in his pocket, but he knew better than to look at it in Grace's gaze. He waited until she left the room before sneaking a peek. "Do as I say, maid. I hope you like the shoes. My gift to you. Bitch, Baker muttered. He knew that Amelia would have chosen them small on purpose. Sadistic bitch. Sorry, Grace said, returning to the room with a packet of false nails. Nothing, said Baker, shoving his phone back into his pocket. I'm going to do your nails now, she said, as the glue can take a bit of time to properly dry. Then we'll finish the makeup. Amelia is going to love the nails. Baker stayed silent as he watched his girlfriend choose the nails that most fitted his fingers. You have quite small hands, actually, don't you? She said cheerily. Either she knew she was emasculating him, Baker thought, or she was oblivious. He really wasn't sure which it was. Got it, she said, concentrating solely on the plastic nails. With great precision, she glued them onto his existing nails one by one and held each one down individually for 30 seconds at a time. When the 10th one was finally stuck, she held his hands in front of her and smiled. Just be careful with them for a bit, she said. Hopefully none of them will get broken during your shift tonight. Ha ha, this is so much fun, isn't it? Baker let out a sharp laugh. Grace continued with his makeup, offering a commentary throughout. We need to go for a more professional look tonight, she told him. So far it's been party girl, or, you know, sexy slut. Tonight you need to look like a maid, a sexy maid, but not in a prostitute kind of way, you know. Yeah, said Baker. He didn't know. He had no idea what she was talking about. Grace applied heavy makeup, but in subtler tones than the previous times, before adding a bright red lipstick. Professional, but you need the bright red lips if you're a maid, she said. Actually, I'm going to wear that too. We can match. Lipstick sisters. Baker felt very uncomfortable at being called sister by his girlfriend, so much so that he flinched when she next kissed him. After that, Grace patted him softly and patronisingly on the cheek. Let's go, girlfriend, she said. Then, once again, this is so much fun. 6. Hazel and Amelia were already drinking before Grace and Baker arrived. It had been a little while since they'd seen each other, so Amelia was filling her gothic friend in on all that was occurring.
I hope you like that. I think I've made my opinion on this particular series well known. Like I said, parts 1 and 2 are available at Clips for Sale, and part 3, the book's already written, so I think it's going to be pretty quick before the audio gets here. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. I'm currently working on something new on Night Flirt, where we're starting a Candy Apple account on there, and it's required me to look through some old audios, and I just realized, wow, this podcast has been around a lot longer than I think of it as being. Audios that, like, were just produced a few months ago turn out to have been produced in, like, 2020 or even earlier, so thank you for being here for the ride. It means a lot. And whether you just started this year, the first week of 2024, or you've been here since the beginning, it does mean a lot. So I will be back next week. I hope you will be too. Bye-bye.